Computers, it's 8:30 a.m. Thank you very much for all coming out this morning. I know we normally don't have a December meeting, but I will call to order the December 6th meeting of the Personnel Committee and acknowledge that the press and public are duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the Freedom of Information Act. Our first agenda item is the approval of previous meetings minutes for both November 1st and November 16th. Do I hear a motion?
So, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Ayes have it. Citizens' comments? Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Jim Ryan, 3904 Cameron Boulevard. I know everybody here knows, but for those that might be listening to the minutes in the future, I made an announcement on July 24th that I was interested in the city administrator's job. And I think that it was a little bit disappointing to get to this point with the Mercer Group. I met with Jim, and I thought it was a wise decision to go with Jim. I'm glad you stuck with Jim. I think our expectations might have been a little bit high, but time will tell on that. So I think that he's got a wonderful amount of experience, and I think that hopefully we'll end strong with the search on all three positions. And I was disappointed I didn't see the package for the Assistant Director of Public Works in the meeting package. I didn't see that. I saw the other two.
Right.
And I was just hoping that we might be looking at somebody with maybe some more project management experience for that position that might be able to do more than an engineer. Because an engineer is not really going to save us much money because he's not going to be doing engineering work. But if we could save some money on the managing of these contracts and reduce the contingency on some of these contracts with somebody that has some project management experience, that might be actually a way to fund that position. Just something to look at. And I really like the numbers you guys are going to be looking at later on in the meeting. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other comments? If not, I would like to hear a motion to reorder our agenda and go to new business A, the review of the 5-year history of personnel cost. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And with that, we'll ask Debbie Suggs if she would walk us through.
Marie, do you have them?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've actually got an updated one of these. The
okay,
new.
Great.
And it just happened last night. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be
trying to be helpful. And
I'm making things worse. Story of my life.
The only change is at the very bottom of the second page. I added employee terminations and an employee turnover rate because I just thought that was interesting information to have as you're looking at the growth in wages. You can see that in FY14 we had a 20% turnover rate, which I would assume is very high.
Very high.
Debbie, does that mean that we did not have 88 people?
So the way it works is, you know, we have 88 positions funded in the budget.
Oh, okay.
And then as people, you know, leave, there's generally a time period before the position is filled again. But all I did is take the number of terminations and divide it by the number of heads. So 18 divided by 88 is 20%.
And that that row is involuntary and voluntary?
Yes. Okay. So I did not drill down into the causes of these terminations.
Okay. And just this is obviously very material to the budget, but in terms of just how we compare to other municipalities that are of similar size and makeup, how does this turnover look? I don't know if we've even
we haven't had time to do that analysis, but certainly it's something that give light to these numbers to see how we compare.
Other than that 1 year, it seems the 4% in FY19 is just because we're not even 6 months into the fiscal year.
It's just all industries vary pretty wildly in terms of what you should aim for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to say whether or not this is, I just don't know this industry, so I don't know if this is good or bad.
what the standard might be.
The standard might be 20% and we might be crushing it, or the standard might be 4% and we might be looking for ways to improve.
So before budget, you might want to see if we can get that information. I think that would be.
We can probably help with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Cheryl, questions?
Well, I was just gonna say, it feels to me like, you know, the police department would probably have its own set of turnover rates that are normal, where the fire department and then public works would have its, you know, I don't think, to me, I don't know if you could look at a municipality in whole. Some municipalities don't have public safety.
No, you're absolutely right.
You know, some do. I don't know if you would.
Drilling it down by function is probably.
I don't see how you could kind of look at.
Yeah, great point.
Not every municipality has a rec department, you know, so. Certainly not everyone has parking BSOs. I mean, that's where a lot of our turnover is.
So let's go back to the front page.
Okay,
thanks,
sorry.
Daddy.
And
thanks for adding that.
Yeah, and in total honesty, I had to get some BS&A help to figure out how to pull down the terminations to be able to calculate it, or I would have done it earlier. But now we know, so we can keep that up. Page one. So the first block is just the total payroll and fringe costs by department. So this includes salaries and wages, overtime, part-time wages, health insurance, retirement, workers' comp, FICA. Those are the elements of costs that are included. And you can see that first section just gives the breakdown within the city. So the police department is 28% of the dollars associated with salaries and fringes. Mm-hmm. Fire department 36%. General government 7%. So that kind of just shows the distribution of dollars. Mm-hmm. The blue box gives that distribution as a percentage of total general fund expense. So when we talk about what percentage of the general fund relates to personnel, it's like 72%. Mm-hmm. We like to say 80, but it's really,
72.
Mm-hmm. Why do we like to say 80?
It's just a number that for some reason
gets repeated a lot.
People repeat on council, off council, and this shows you that it's really 72, and it's been pretty much consistent throughout the last couple of years. Mm-hmm.
So maybe one year it was 80 and then it just stuck in people's memory.
Are they rounding up?
Maybe they're rounding
up. And I think it's kind of like an industry term,
That 80%.
Industry-wide term, it's 80-20, you know, 80%. So I think it's just kind of filtered down for the years of being just a term 80-20.
Sure.
So it's not, and this is reflective of what the actual is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that brings up a good point in terms of, and again, just looking at standards of other municipalities, how do we compare in this area? And that might be a good exercise for us to look at the whole budget in terms of trying to get, and I'm not trying to make a whole lot more work for you, I'm just thinking out loud that understanding how we compare in spending in certain areas compared to similar cities would probably be helpful for us to know, just as a temperature check, we're intentionally spending more here or not, and giving the council a lot more kind of visibility into, just again, not that we need to compare ourselves all the time, but it's helpful.
Yeah, I did place that question to the MASC administrators listserv. I've received a couple of responses, and Folly Beach is 61-62%. There are others that are 85, 70. It's usually the majority of them are in the 70-75 percent range, but I can put that all together in a spreadsheet and show it to you all in writing, but I did have that ask that question. I was curious how to compare.
And is that a per capita comparison? In other words, or it's just a budget comparison. If we look at Folly Beach, are their full-time residents approximately the same as our full-time residents? I don't know.
We're better.
but I don't know.
No, for example, Folly Beach only has 55 full-time employees.
Okay.
And they're 62% of general fund.
But how many full-time residents does Folly Beach have?
I do not know.
Right. That would be interesting for me to see, because our full-time residents and are funding from taxes, the general fund, and business licenses and things like that. And what I would like to see is, you know, how much are we putting on the backs of our 4,300 full-time residents to keep this up? Because that, you know, there's no revenues in here. Have the revenues kept up with it minus tourism funds? If we take out the tourism funds, how far behind are we in terms of...
We have the lowest taxes in the county.
Yeah, but that's what we need to look at.
But
we need to be able to say...
We have the lowest taxes in the county.
And if we want to continue to give this type of increases, we're going to have to go to the residents and say, is it worth it to you to raise taxes to be able to give our personnel these increases going forward? Because, as you've said, it's not sustainable.
Well, the last couple of years, when you get to be between 4% and 5% total,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a little
very generous.
I think our employees deserve us to be generous,
right.
But it's just not doable over the long term.
Right.
I think this longevity might have, the turnover rate might speak to that. We went through a period,
mm-hmm.
maybe prior to FY14, where we had gotten kind of low.
Behind on the mm-hmm. average salaries.
And so we've been catching up, but I don't think that we can continue at the current level.
Well, just to give some historical, so we did an actual pay comparison then, where we actually hired someone because we were having so much turnover and we were very concerned. We had someone come in and do a comparison,
mm-hmm.
and we brought people up to
where... Yeah, we changed the rates,
yeah.
the levels.
Well,
No. We actually brought people up in salary, not so much increases at the end of the year, but we really adjusted
When I was on personnel, we did police and fire... and looked at those comparative salaries, and we did, if I remember correctly, we changed the ranges.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So y'all
right.
remembering two different things.
So there was something before that.
Yeah, before I believe
before
you were
that.
On council. This
okay.
was back in
yeah.
D. Taylor's time.
Yeah.
The Archer Group was contracted by the city to do an overall compensation study.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they, it was a pretty...
It
intense.
Was. It was. It was a major project
report, a very thick thing, and they recommended all these changes to the wage ranges for each position.
Each specific
job description.
Mm-hmm.
Position.
And mm-hmm. as I recall, city council could not support the 100% of the changes suggested.
Right.
So we. Kind of
we
stepped it back a little bit,
we
cherry-picked some things. And that was in place for a while. And then what you're remembering, Sandy, is we did a kind of an in-house look, starting with the fire department, you remember?
Right.
And
we not only increased those, but we added people to both police and fire.
Right.
On separate occasions, three to fire,
two to police, I
mm-hmm.
think. So we have systematically...
Right.
We've added not only people, but we've added the increases, and those increases compound from year to year.
Right.
I think that's what, you know, when you increase a salary, everything else increases by percentages,
mm-hmm.
your FICA and everything else. And that sometimes we don't think about the total increase that represents, because it is geared to that base salary.
Mm-hmm. And another thing to keep in mind is you're looking at these total dollars that include fringes,
mm-hmm.
is the health and retirement benefits over this period of time, the employer portion of those
has increased. Right.
And I'm sure if you have noticed in the paper, the state retirement system, which all of us, you know, are members of,
right.
is underfunded. And so that's what the legislature is doing.
is every year for the past, I don't know how many years, and for the next foreseeable few, the percentage goes up by 1%, the contribution the city has to make for each employee. So 1%, an additional 1% to be
per year,
all employee salary. Mm-hmm.
So we know that.
Yeah.
Okay. And,
but that doesn't compound. So it's 1%. It's not, then it doesn't go for that same person to 2%.
No.
To 3%. It stays at 1%.
Right.
Okay.
But the salary does.
Right.
And if the salary or the.
So the 1% of that
compounds.
But it, you know, it was, you know, not, what were the numbers? Nine, and then it went to 10, and there's 11, and it, so that number is increasing, that percentage.
Okay, so health insurance is a big part of it.
That's retirement.
And retirement. Retirement.
Health insurance has not grown as
not as much, but
it has
incremental.
What the state has done with health insurance is, as the rates have to increase to cover the premiums, they have kind of capped the employee contribution, and so the employer has to pick up the difference, and that's what we're seeing for health insurance.
Okay.
To your point, Council Member Ferenz, the on the second page, when you look at the average cost per full-time employee, 30% represents just fringes. So we're talking about a significant increase, but you're right, a big chunk of it is fringes and benefits that we don't, you know, our employees don't see, necessarily see in their paycheck. But it still grows. It's still part of the whole full compensation calculation.
And there's not much we can do about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to see the comparison with the growth of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We can see this, but we have had some increases in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it would be good to be able to see what the comparison of these years, the revenue stream, for the general, if it increased, what percentage it increased.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also, at what point did we, and I know we did it systematically, first we had 5 BSOs, then we had 8 BSOs, or 6 BSOs, now we have 10 BSOs, and that kicks in at about 2015, when you go from 48,000 to 109.
That would be my guess.
This is the green, the first page green.
I mean.
And I think for the past couple of years, we have budgeted for 10 BSOs. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, we had a rough time fully meeting those, filling those positions. Last year, this summer, we were able to hire all 10 BSOs. So we were fully staffed this year. Last year, I think we were short, I think we only filled six.
Six.
And they don't all work all summer.
Right.
I mean, they stagger their...
Well, they even go past the season.
Some of them
do. We've
got
some now, right?
This year, we'll have three that will go through year-round. Yes, I think it's...
Well, because we have year-round parking.
Because we have the year-round parking, and that was included in as part of the budget calculations.
That was, you know...
Part-time, they work.
Yeah, they're
part-time. They work some, like 15 hours, but it's year-round.
But you take the salary for our salary and fringe for 10, and then you amortize it over the full year, and you can do that because some start and stop, and others start and stop. Okay.
As long as they're within the dollar of the amount of the budget.
But how does that affect uniforms and? All that, so still within that,
yes.
that 10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you'll recall, we were some $40,000 under budget in BSO wages and fringes when we looked at June 30, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that splits, you know, that covers two pieces of two summers.
Mm-hmm.
But
and one we were down by six, and then we
by four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this, you can look at that parking BSO in the green box. The FY18 actual is 93. The FY19 budget is 136, but we likely will not hit that for the same reasons that we haven't, you know, hit the budget in the last couple of years.
And that increase from 93 to 136.
So the 93 is an actual number. The 136 is a budgeted number.
And actual was 10 BSOs at 93?
We budgeted and we called it 10, but...
But we actually didn't.
I don't think for a long period of time we ever had 10 people working at the same time.
Okay. Correct, except for this summer. Which would apply to the FY19 budget, not the FY18 budget.
And that's, this budget column, keep in mind that we already know, we've got three empty positions right now. Mm-hmm. So we likely will be, and maybe considerably in some cases, under the FY19 budget when the fiscal year is done. And prior to the budget work sessions, I'm going to try to forecast, mm-hmm. Based on where we are right now, with headcount and what we've done so far, you know, where we will be at the end of FY19 on an actual basis. So you...
Right, so we'd have a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So can I, I don't know how much we want to drill down into each of the categories, but in terms of the, I think I understand the overarching recommendation, but can Desiree or Debbie, you guys just sort of state this is what we're recommending to council in advance of the budgeting process?
Certainly, it's something that the personnel committee has been discussing for the past couple of meetings. How do we streamline and change the evaluation process? One of the things that we were looking at, you know, as we prepared for the budget workshop, is clearly salary and fringes is a huge chunk of the general fund budget. We do think that there are opportunities to maybe change the way and the rate that the city has been treating COLA and merit. I think that the city has been very generous in the past for all the reasons that we've talked about, but I think that the economy is doing well. I think that we're looking at a very difficult year in terms of funding important projects. So our goal is to show you all where you have opportunities to maybe increase some revenue. We have been looking at how other municipalities, what schedules other municipalities use to pay employees, what's the word?
Compensate
employees. it varies a lot. There are some that don't offer any sort of additional compensation. Mm-hmm. There are some that don't offer any COLA. I don't think that we wanna go there at this point. I think mm-hmm. we have a healthy economy here and a healthy budget. Mm-hmm. But certainly there are opportunities that I think City Council should consider, and our job is to make you aware of how much we're spending on mm-hmm. it, and where are some opportunities to maybe reduce if that is the goal.
And you said, I don't know if you misspoke, but you said some ways to increase revenue. Do you mean reduce costs?
Reduce costs.
Okay.
Okay. Reduce expenditures.
Okay. We're not going to ask them to pay us.
No.
Every time you swear, you put a dollar in the swear jar.
One idea that I've heard is that, you know, so for several years now, Sandy, you'll recall, because I think you were involved in setting the standard, but we budget increases based on the February CPI table, like February mm-hmm. year over year. That's the COLA, mm-hmm. and then a 2% merit pool. Mm-hmm. So that's where we've gotten to our total for the past couple, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Those things can be tweaked.
Mm-hmm. And we tried to do that to have a standard so that mm-hmm. we knew, because every year we'd say, okay, are we going to give them two? Are we going to give them one? And
right.
then we decided they, in my estimation, they must at least be given a COLA. Mm-hmm. If
right.
they're,
mm-hmm. And some
expenses,
predictability.
Right. Mm-hmm. But maybe we were just too generous in setting 2% at the COLA. I mean, at the merit.
Or maybe
sure.
it was the right thing at the time, and
right.
now
yeah.
that needs to be changed.
But one idea that I've heard is that for employees below or at their midpoint, the 2% pool would apply. But if people get above their midpoint, then the pool becomes 1%.
Okay, mm-hmm. So we have
obviously the higher people are in their wage range, the more dollars are involved with 2% versus, you know, there
right.
could be some savings there. We could model that out.
See, that feels like punishing long-term, faithful, loyal employees to me.
And experience.
And experience. Like, I just, it just...
They might be more valuable, they might...
Right.
The presumption is if they're getting paid more, that they are more valuable in terms of their contribution to the city. So I'm with Carol on this one, I think.
Well, the other side, though, is that our lower paid employees need the raise.
Right. Well, I know, but, you know, I mean, I'm just, it gives me heartburn. I'm just...
Well, and they would still be compensated, but at a slower rate after they meet their midpoint. That's one thing to consider. I know.
Because
that
once they get to the top, they're not going to get anything.
Well, no.
We don't think we're going to be able to do that, though. I mean, that's what we have to discuss.
Okay.
It's really hard to do.
This is like people's lives,
exactly.
I mean, it's not something I'm taking
lightly.
We
have to decide where the money's going to
go. I know. I'm just...
I'm just not going into it.
Is it our intention to get to a point today where we're making a recommendation at the budget meeting, or is this more of a discussion for us to kind of... I'm just trying to figure out where we're at.
Excuse me. For me, it was just a better understanding of this document, and I would presume this document is going to be part of the budgeting process.
Correct. And
so all of council will see this, but I wanted to make sure that the three of us
I'm glad you did, because it's a lot.
Yeah, because, you know, when I look at these kind of figures, I'm saying, okay, I can see what it says, but what do we do about it? I think that's the other part of it, if there are any recommendations.
And so we will include this as one of the documents for the budget workshop, where we hope that all of council gives some feedback, and hopefully if there is consensus among all of council that something should be done with these percentages, then it would come back to the committee to dive down into it about what the options are and then make a recommendation to full council for the FY20 budget.
I mean, back to BSOs, do we really, need 10 BSOs? I mean, these are the things that I...
Right.
I was going to make a similar comment. I think it's maybe even a little bit more global, which is if we can communicate with department heads, this is the dilemma we're facing, and asking them to say, if there are openings that you have right now that you think can be solved, maybe with either your current staff or with technology or with whatever the solution might be, that, I think the more that we involve department heads and let them know, this is what we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to keep your current employees, then it might look like reducing the hires for next year. And the BSOs would certainly be one part of that. So, I don't know if we want to make that recommendation to Desiree to speak with department heads now.
I think it'd be a good idea.
I've already done that.
Way to go.
Why are we here?
We met on Monday, and I've shared this with them, and we had a lengthy conversation about it, and we have another meeting tomorrow afternoon where we're gonna be. We know that the pressure is on, and we're gonna be looking at operationally where are some opportunities to cut some costs, whether it's hiring, whether it's using technology in a more holistic way and raising it a little bit more. I do think that there are opportunities. I don't know how much, but certainly something that I think we all realize that, we're in a very, not a difficult, but a challenging budget year, and we're really going to do everything that we can to find those opportunities and embrace them.
The other thing I'd like to see at the budget workshop would be what kind of a millage increase would it take if we stayed on this same path?
Are you talking about a millage increase for salaries only, or a millage increase for other?
I would say let's home it on this particular. Mm-hmm. If we keep these same increases going forward, just for
personnel,
this would be the millage increase we would have to ask from our residents.
Well, I mean, you can look at, we've managed to do the increases we've done so far without a millage increase.
Right.
But at what opportunity? I mean, it's kind of hard. I get your point.
Yeah, right.
It's like we're robbing for Peter to pay Paul,
but
we don't even, Peter is the sort of hypothetical, well, we could be spending that on drainage.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a set thing in the budget already, so it's a challenging it has to be a global millage, mm-hmm. is what you're, I think, okay. what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, but if it's when we're talking about increasing the millage, I think as a taxpayer, it might be easier to understand why you're going to increase the millage.
Right, mm-hmm. that's what I'm
saying. Is it for drainage, you know?
Or if this is the total millage increase, this part represents fringe mm-hmm. benefits and, you know, salary and benefits, and this part represents drainage needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd have to do both mm-hmm. in terms of being able to go forward the way we are. I just think we have to have a way to sell this.
Mm-hmm.
And drainage isn't, let's see, personnel may enable us to do it easier if they know that part of this millage increase goes to the personnel.
I think drainage is more.
Except, you know, I've had several people that call me and say, you know, why do I have to pay for somebody else's flooding? My house doesn't flood, you know, and I'm saying, but you're part of the whole island.
Like, wait 5 minutes,
yeah, this
right?
is, you know, this may not.
Yeah.
Well, I spent all this money to raise my house and do this and do that and do the other.
Sure.
I've already paid. And so there is that contingency out there that is not going to be happy.
Well, they're never happy with anything.
Well, and
but these are
same
not
people are probably
that
also
different.
Not going to be happy hearing with, that their
my house
millage
is on fire. I don't want to pay for the firemen.
You know?
Right.
You know, let some person whose house is on fire pay for the fireman.
The chair's point is well made. We need to,
yeah.
We
yeah.
if we're even contemplating a millage increase,
yeah, we need to, know
need
where
to
it's going.
Be have very compelling
reason
reasons.
For it. Okay. Any other questions for Debbie? I didn't want to keep her any
yeah.
longer than we had to.
This is very helpful.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you
Debbie, for coming
on
your
line.
Projecting
the questions we were going to ask.
Okay. Have fun.
All right.
Thank
you,
Debbie.
We'll see this again. This will be
oh, yeah.
wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'll keep my notes.
Okay. Well, now we will return to old business A, and we're going to look at the brochure changes. And John and Carol, thank you very much for
well,
taking
I
this
really
on.
Let John.
John, thank you very
yes.
much.
Yes. And I think you did a fabulous job.
I'll let you
job.
Go ahead and give us some of the reasoning behind your changes. The only thing I noticed, and I didn't go through this with a fine-tooth
mm-hmm.
comb, and it might be in there, but you eliminated any mention of marina.
I did not eliminate. I had
okay.
It's in there in one point.
So
yeah.
many times that you just took it out of some of the places that it didn't
need
to be?
I really just had one place where it says the city, kind of listing more or less not an itemized list of the assets, but just sort of speaking globally about we have great recreation facilities, including
right.
A marina.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't
so
think
it is in there.
It's, yeah, here, it's right. The city has a small, simplified commercial. I don't, you know, my
pages
aren't.
Okay.
Yeah, it's never not, mind. It doesn't render very well on the iPad, I don't think.
A city-owned but privately managed marina
okay.
offers public access to
this as long as there's a mention
it is.
Of a marina.
It's right there,
I think
yeah.
it's important that whoever applies knows that.
It's under
marina.
About Isle of Palms.
Okay.
City-owned private
I love what you did to the vision statement.
Yes.
I think it's great. That's exactly what we need. Carol, do you have any other comments?
No,
that
I
was
thought,
the only thing
I
saw. I
think it's much more concise. It reads, you know, more smoothly. It's not awkward. I just thank you.
The one thing on you struck out the any other duties as assigned. I think that is just a sentence that we put in all of our.
For me, it's a job description sentence. It's
okay.
not a job.
Got
post
it. Okay. And that's where these came from. That's why they came.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just
got
like,
it.
What is that? It doesn't mean anything.
Right. This
it
does
is,
not mean this is the job description.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the only other thing that I, the way you changed where we would like you to live, so you have access.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I mean, it does totally make sense, but we don't. I mean, I think we can deal with that as this candidates come forward too. I mean, if
well,
somebody needs
need to
live in, because they can only afford to live in Hanahan, then what do, you know?
Well, it's, I mean, I guess we have to define what reasonable,
exactly
what reasonable
right.
is.
Right.
But I think
exactly.
they need to understand that there has to be some
access.
Access.
Yeah. Time, in a timely manner.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, when we start interviewing, then
yeah, then we get
much more.
We drill down. I think we should let it go and let the process begin.
And then the Public Works position is basically the same general information at the beginning, right? So all of your changes in the first two would be made in the third one.
Pretty much. There was some slight customization, really more so for the Chief of Police.
Right.
I think for the City Administrator, the vision can probably be pretty similar.
And Public Works.
And Public Works would be the same. Because I think you wanted
us to
kind of approve this and make the changes so that when you went to the third one...
I think there will be some custom phrases that go in there. That
and I think
speak.
Wynette is more attuned to that position because
mm-hmm.
they will actually be interviewing those
right.
people. So
mm-hmm.
if you could just work with her.
And Donnie.
And Donnie. And I think Donnie would say, call Wynette. Just to be honest.
Mm.
So,
I'd like to review that brochure too,
mm-hmm.
and I would like
Douglas
to put his eyes on it. He works a lot. A lot of the things that Douglas is currently doing are going to be transported to this new person. So I really think that I think Douglas would have good insight into.
Okay. And then, if it's okay with the committee, in terms of the pictures that we're using, if you will allow me just to sit down with Desiree and Wynette and say, okay, we want this one out, we want a new one in, rather than bringing it
absolutely.
All back.
I don't think we need groupthink for
yes.
okay.
picking pictures.
Yes, so for sure.
And do that.
We have your.
So, would you like a motion?
I certainly would.
So, I would like to make a motion that we approve the brochures as edited for City Administrator, Chief of Police, and to be edited for Assistant Director of Public Works positions.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And Desiree and Wynette, I'll get with you so we can get this moved as quickly as.
I have them right here. If we could just do it
right
after this meeting
certainly.
And get it done.
Yeah, I can do
that. That would be great.
I can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yay.
Crushing it.
May I ask a question?
Certainly.
So once these edits are done and you're okay with sending this back to Jim and saying go and post?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Although I would like, to, I mean, not to hold it up, but if we could see the final.
That doesn't take long.
Yeah.
Maybe you want
just,
to take a look, put your eyes on it.
Yeah.
It'll
also give us an idea of when he finishes and sends them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. B, update on ad hoc committees for standing committees. I think we've had a little bit of discussion both at the city council level and some of the other committee levels. I think I don't hear any strong adversity to doing this, but it's just the process. We'd have to have
mm-hmm.
a process for what they do, how they do it, how we bring people on, and that probably will be part of the strategic planning, you know, in the first quarter of next year. So I'll keep it on the agenda, just if you hear of any other municipalities and how they do it, that we can kind of bring to that strategic planning. I am hearing, just because people are seeing this on the agenda, I'm getting calls saying, you know, how do you apply? So they understand that this isn't just I call you up and I get on a committee. So if we can get an application process and a time process, and each one would be different. So it's not going to be a general ad hoc committee. Each committee will decide what that particular task is and then go forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to add that Julie and I have been having conversations about what would need to be done. Right now, the city code doesn't give any of the standing committees any authority in the creation of these ad hoc committees.
Okay.
So it would require amending the code and adding that as part of your ability or your responsibilities as a committee.
Right. John?
Would it be, I'm just curious, would the code permit council to form these committees?
Well, council would approve the ordinance amendments.
Okay.
So it would have to, code as it's written right now, it doesn't give council or the standing committees.
Okay, no one has.
Okay.
The mayor can establish a task force type of group.
Okay.
So but that it would also require full of council approval, and it'd be
right. Like we did for the farmers market.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we could call them task force instead of ad hoc committee, and be
that
able
actually
to do
sounds
that
a little bit more compelling.
Yeah.
But it might be, I know that you all have been discussing amendments and changing the language of the code when it comes to standing committees.
Right.
So it might be something that you all could add if it is the will of council, so that it is in the code, and if in the future that opportunity comes up, you all have that ability to do that.
One thing that I would like to do for our January-February meeting of next year is to actually look at all of the things we need to put on our plate
for the year. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because
a work plan.
Work plan.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about changing the codes. We did it,
the committees.
For the committees, the names of the committees, the structure of the committees. So if we actually said, okay, in January, February, we're going to attack this, then we can see going forward. And what we need to do is march it back.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of approvals do we have to make this happen? So if we want to be able to implement it in September of 2019, we have to do this by this.
Right.
So we'd have a work plan.
Love
so
it.
With your permission, what we'll do is Desiree and Wynette and I will sit down and say, okay, here's all the things we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's things that we haven't talked about that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
We know the evaluation tool. We know, merit and performance. We've talked about those sorts of things. The code, we've talked about that. The committee names, all of those sorts of things. We keep talking about
them. I know.
But if, if we don't.
Well, we do. We have had a lot on our plate.
Yeah, I need. Yeah. And in on top of all of that.
Right.
But we can't lose sight of the fact that we have to do some other personnel things besides the search.
Right.
So while he's doing his thing,
right,
which will be January at least, probably into February, we can start looking at, okay, these are our tasks.
Absolutely.
And I hate to tell you this, but probably we're going to be having more meetings than once a month. If we think about meetings for the search as one thing, and meetings to, complete tasks that we put on this list.
Yeah.
So you all think about things too that you see we need to address and send them to Desiree and Wynette, and then we'll put them on that list and try to form out a plan,
okay,
if that's okay.
And my recommendation would be to focus your efforts in those decisions or discussions that will affect the budgeting process early on in the year, so that they're done by the time that the budget is finalized and approved.
Right, so that July, August, September. A budget question, this is off this topic, but one of the things...
Well, it's on B, New Business B, if you want to.
New Business B. Yes, okay, we'll wait till then.
Okay.
Well, that's the next time.
Right.
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 Okay, shall we go to New Business B?
Yes.
Okay. Considerations of topics for initial budget meeting. We've already mentioned some in terms of the spreadsheet we were given. But also, we're bringing on a new person in Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of budget does that person have? I know we normally have not looked at position budgets, but if we're asking somebody to come on and do facilities and maintenance and whatever, where in the Public Works budget is that listed so that they have money to do it? Or is it pulled from other places? Because I think you can't hire somebody and they say, okay, how much money do I have to do this? And they say, nothing
well,
in the
I
budget.
This might be my ignorance. Wouldn't that come from just Donnie's entire Public Works budget?
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
when we were preparing the FY19 budget, which we are now, we did budget some funds for equipment, materials, just admin type of work.
Into the Public Works budget.
Yes.
Correct,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And we've also identified those projects that this person would be handling as part of the budget that position would be managing.
Okay.
And I think the number was roughly $250,000 worth of projects that this person was
in the
budget. So you're
taking
it from somebody else's budget, like from building budget?
No, we added it.
There would be Public Works related projects. However, one of the tasks that we envision giving to this new position is the maintenance of all the city buildings, which is the budgeted amounts as part of the as a result of the Hill
report.
Mm-hmm.
And they're built into different departmental budgets. But this person would be responsible for making sure that those projects happen.
And would that budgetary money be put into Public Works?
No, the way that it is built in the current budget, that budgeted amount is per department. So the Hill Report maintenance items for City Hall are in the general government fund.
So we'll pull them out of general government.
We don't necessarily
don't
have to do
that. Well, he's not being paid.
Yes.
Right.
For that. That's just part of his job description, is to oversee
those projects.
Some of those projects, and oversee like the landscape contract, oversee Edie's drainage.
But he needs to know what those line items and other budgets are.
Right. Oversee the public safety.
And there's no harm in doing that.
If
FY20, we can just put all that maintenance money together under Public Works, if that makes it easier.
I think that makes it cleaner in terms of the person that's working on it.
Well, I think
it also says, okay, for any other departments that you had this in your budget, it's no longer available to you.
But I mean, the public safety building maintenance, I think, kind of needs to stay for cleanliness.
Not the capital. I mean, we're not talking about the capital budget.
It's general fund money, and it really doesn't make it, you know, we could do either way. I think the reason why we put it under each departmental budget, it's because we knew that we were not going to have that position funded until later this year. Therefore, each department would be responsible for making sure that those maintenance projects got done. But for FY20, if we have this person in place, we can create a new line item under Public Works that includes all these maintenance.
That'll be a lot
projects.
Easier for the person that's trying to figure out what he or she has mm-hmm. to do.
There's plenty for he or she to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be able to do it. They're going to have to hire people to do it.
Here
we go again.
It's going to help.
Okay. Any other topics for budget that you've thought about?
I think that this is the big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the big one.
The big one.
Also, looking at efficiencies within departments, I'm not saying we have inefficient departments, but in terms of calls, you know, do we have the people, say for instance, the various shifts? We basically have the same number of people in shifts, say for the police. You have most of them in the morning because that's when all the admin people are there and the dispatchers and so forth and so on. But then in the second shift and the third shift, where do the number of calls, how is that represented? In other words, do you get more calls in the second shift than you do in the first shift or the third shift? You know, just in terms of how are we allocating our personnel to what is actually happening on the street?
Mm-hmm.
And it may very well be exactly the way it should be, but, you know, I don't know that. And that's a question that I've been asked.
Yeah, we can put that.
Yeah, just to make, and for fire and police, they're the only ones that have shifts, right? Mm-hmm. Do I have any other department that has shifts?
No.
Okay. So, and also, you know, just in terms of, like, the recreation department has seven people, did I say? I think seven?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't include all of the hired personnel for the classes.
Correct. The instructors.
Right. The instructors.
They're not full-time.
And the instructors pay for themselves. I mean, the income that comes into the rec center.
Correct.
It's a net positive.
I would like to ask the recreation, the department head to look into alternative structures for the rec department, not just for budget reasons, but also for the feedback we've been getting from the residents about the way that the access to the recreation facilities are managed. And I think there might be a revenue opportunity as well in there.
When you say
so, for example, right now, if you want to teach a class, you have to be an Isle of Palms city employee versus renting out the facility, which is how a lot of other recreation facilities do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to at least see, put some thought behind what that might do to the budget, both in terms of either increasing, reducing revenue, increasing, reducing costs.
Okay.
And also with the Public Works, I don't know if you're looking at the number of staff. I know we staffing for most of who we have. We have only, I mean, not five people, not even five.
Ten in Public Works?
Yeah.
Ten.
Ten people.
Ten including Donnie.
Ten, including Donnie. But then we hire on,
right,
$250,000 per year in staffing. So, and how is that modeled? That's only when it's needed, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, I think it's a positive for us because we're not paying all the fringes.
Right, we're not paying fringes.
Right, so I mean, that's, I don't think you'd wanna bring all those people on as full-time.
No, I'm not, but I wanna just see, we've been with the same staffing agency for as long as we can remember. Have we done any comparative costs of other staffing agencies?
I know, but see, again, I think sometimes, you know, having that longevity and people knowing the island, you know, there's a lot to be said for experience.
But if we look at monies, I think we need to look at monies.
But you can't base on, I just don't think you can base every decision.
We just have to get the data and make a decision based on the data.
Let's get the data so that we can compare. And I know all of those things are indelible in terms of spending money on good people, that's fine, but I think we need to, at this point, we're either going to go to our residents and say, to do this, you're gonna be taxed.
I mean, you know, there are cities who charge for garbage pickup.
Yep.
You know, and you have to get private.
I think we need to look at everything going forward because we know, you know, and also we have seen a steady increase in our income from our tourism funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're gonna plateau at some point. I mean, there's only so many people that can come on this island at one time.
Well,
and
it's
we're
just
reaching that.
Well, I don't think it's the number of people. I think the cost of the rentals have gone up, so that's what, you know, that drives our income. Coming up.
Okay.
The revenues, that's
right.
Where that revenue increase comes from.
And the other thing is, we're going to talk about the parking fees, right? I mean, that I would imagine that's already on most everybody's list.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing I want to make sure we had in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Any other topics that you want to mention today? Any miscellaneous business? Our next meeting date is Thursday, January 3rd. Do you want to change it to a morning meeting?
I have that morning. I have Public Works.
That's right, at 9.
At 9.
Right. Okay.
So,
I know it's hard, John, for you to be here at 5, but I was. But okay, we'll leave it at 5.
And can we ever do a lunch meeting? I didn't. John, I just didn't know if
really
you get a lunch.
Give you time,
it's just really.
I just didn't know.
There's
I just said I'd ask.
Could get here,
no. Okay.
I mean, I could.
No, it's okay. I just didn't know if it was
Would you prefer 5:30? Would that?
Personally, I can do 5. I mean,
okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at 5.
I've got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I think as long as we know that's what it's set at, then
right,
we can
that's
kind
good
of work around it.
Yeah.
You have a 9 in the morning.
I have
so
9 that,
so
yeah, Public
day.
Works.
Yeah.
Totally.
Thursday,
it's all good.
Day. All right. Any executive session needed? None needed. Do I hear a motion
so
to
moved
adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Got you out all of
right
here by 9:30.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So that was
thanks,
fast
everybody.
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
You too.
And I will see you on Tuesday. We don't have anything on this Tuesday.
That's true.
No.
Right.
Right.
Oh, wait. What do we have anything?
Public. It's the budget thing.
Budget workshop. On
budget Tuesday workshop, yeah.
The
yes
following Tuesday.
All right. We'll see you when we got the next.
Budget workshop.
Is it the 18th or the...